Greetings, all you heart-centered humans out there. Greetings. Welcome to the Truth Project with Kelly and Beth. This is where we explore and expand our knowing of the truth with a capital T through inspired conversation. I got giddy there for a second. Wow. Thank you, BBS Radio. Thank you. Thanks for being here, everyone. Just so many thanks everywhere. Hey, Beth, how you doing, my friend?
Good morning. I'm so fantastic today. Thank you, Kelly. How are you?
I am good. Yeah, maybe a little bit later, at a certain point, I'll share something that happened just prior to coming on the air. So I know in our last show, we said we were excited to discuss a particular topic today, but as inspiration would have it, just not yesterday, maybe the day before yesterday, we decided to pivot and chat about a for the people.space post instead. And so, Beth, would you like to share the post and some of the maybe some of the synchronicities that sparked our inspiration for this conversation?
I will. And then I know you're going to share, you'll share yours too. So let me just take a breath. There is so much happening right now. The acceleration of the awakening is expanding. Is expanding everything. And so this post that came out on March 10th called Energy into Matter resonated with me on such a deep level because there are so many threads in this one post reminding us about the power of who we are and the power of our light and the power of our bodies, the power of this planet, and how in many ways it's so simple for us to step back into this remembering that is here and available now. So that's the overall theme, is energy into matter is the post, and how our consciousness comes and our spirits are able to enter this beautiful world at this incredible time in creation. So that's the general, that's the overall theme. And I have some different things I'm excited to talk about. Is there some, is there a place you'd like to start? Or do you want to kind of summarize for you? For me, it, the post shared and reminded me of the inspiration of being in my body and how I bring my light in and what happens when I do. So how about you?
First of all, so it's, I think you said it, March 10th, 26, energy into matter, all possibilities / ascension. But I love how kind of the very start of it, Asha said, everything in capitals, everything is energy, frequency, and vibration. Matter is an illusion created by very dense or frozen energy. Matter can be transformed back into fluid energy with pure consciousness. And what I pulled out, what stood out to me in this post was we are pure consciousness, source energy, frequency, and vibration, creating the illusion of matter for the experience. So that's what I, it's, you know, you're talking about the body, which is exactly that. We're just pure consciousness in a vessel. It's beautiful. It's amazing.
Yes. Yeah, always, there's so many themes. So one, so just about that, I don't, are you ready to talk about your theme about your, this all start, our inspiration about this article started because you were saying to me how you were so intrigued about the phrase of matter being, energy being frozen into matter, and how form is created and the quality of being frozen. Do you want to share that experience? Is it too soon for you to pull in your experience?
Oh, no.
Go ahead. I'd love to start there. Because we have this illusion that we're trapped in our bodies, but we're actually not.
Right. So as many of you all know, I love to hike. That's, you know, I could do it every day. And I did a hike a couple days back, and I was just in my pleasure zone, and I'm walking along, and it just hit me like energy into matter, matter into energy. It's like this kind of up level of awareness hit me then. And as I'm walking along the trail, I look down at, I'm just looking at everything, the trees, the rocks, the bushes, everything. And I'm like, it's all energy. And then I look down at the path, which is dirt. We never really look at dirt, and I looked at it and I'm like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, thank you so much, you beautiful particles of loveliness, for forming to create this beautiful trail that I get to walk on. It just hit me like, where I walk in and I ask to participate with nature when I do, but I didn't look down at my feet. It was just so cool. I was in a body participating with the whole thing that was just created out of energy. Is that what you were referring to?
Yeah, because when you were telling me, I could just feel it in my feet because I also love hiking and I could feel the potency of that moment. And as you were describing it, I felt it all over again.
It's so good. And so since then, and I went on a pretty vigorous hike yesterday, and it's just kind of up leveled the awareness. I knew it, but I didn't, now I know it in my body.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So cool. How about
Yes.
you? What
Thank you. Well,
pops out to you?
that led into early in the article. I actually have a couple of quotes here that I was going to share too. And what you were sharing about that moment when, like, in that moment, I just could feel when you were telling the story, it's very present now that your spirit came all the way in and you connected in your body in that moment. And so, one of the things that is referenced here is our spirit naturally holds all the abilities of that are in nature that have to do with energy and the illusion of matter. It's not that matter doesn't matter, matter doesn't matter. It's
Woo!
that it comes and goes with our creative energy and that we came to this world originally because we were so excited about a world that had more density, meaning it was slowed down so we could experience matter in form in this way. And so she says, once we've activated our consciousness and can participate with energy and the illusion of matter, we're able to move in and out of time to change the past and create our own future. So that happens also in the present moment. Like learning that there's no time and how to actually be in our body is one of the biggest tricks we have to overcome because we've been taught about time. And one of the teachings I love about Osho and why I love working with his deck of cards is because he was always reminding us that unless we're in our heart, and in our body, we're not in the present moment. And that so many of us think we're in the present moment. But if we're not inhabiting our spirit and our body, the way you were describing on the trail when you were all the way in, that's when we transcend time. And that's when we step back into our power to create.
Yeah.
So there's ways in which, in spring, I always feel this so potently, but all we have to do to ascend is learn to awaken, to remember who we are, is to learn in every moment and remember how to get our light back in our body in that moment.
Right.
That's how we transcend time and access all of our amazing abilities.
Yes. And in that moment, and I've had many moments since then, but in that moment, when you say transcend time, it's like I'm just in my own little universe. There's no other universe but that. And it's just the now.
Yes.
I've created my own cute little experience. There was nobody around me, but everything, everything was around me. It was so cool. But yes, I love how my spirit is It's like, oh my gosh, you're there. I'm so excited. We're gonna start working together, and we're gonna, bring your awareness even higher. It's gonna be amazing. Yeah, it's getting really fun and really cool to interact with my spirit.
Yes. Can I move to another quote that this transitions into
Please.
about connecting with the earth? Another thing that she said in this article is talking about that electricity, that what electricity is, and that electricity is actually much bigger. Electricity is magnetism, and electromagnetic energy is much more than we've ever known, and that's what Tesla explored, and that's knowledge that's been hidden from us. However, in our body, when we fully inhabit our spirit and invite our spirit and source energy to fill our bodies, then our bodies also turn into expand into this magnetic electric energy that is the same as creates world. So she says, it's not electricity that brings us our power, it's magnetic electric energy. The earth is a magnetic bell, and so is the human body. Both the human heart and the earth generate rhythmic magnetic energy, electric fields that interact. Humans and all life on this planet were originally harmonically synchronized with the heartbeat of the earth. And what I love, Asha, the author of these posts is her ability to communicate really deep truths so clearly is breathtaking to me. So this connection that we have in our bodies, when we get our light in and we start resonating, then we naturally connect with the earth. And that's why it's so important for all of us to get outside every day, to be outside. It's a little bit harder indoors because of all the other fields that are in our homes and everything. So the more we can get outside, the more we can bring that light back into our body and recharge. And because it's so much, those frequencies are so much more present in nature. And so one of the something I'll just share here that was a big learning for me in the recent past, meaning the last, I don't know, 3 years maybe, was that my to ground means not to send my energy body down into the earth with roots, like maybe I was taught a long time ago to send roots into the earth like a tree. Instead, it's to amplify my own field in my body and amplify that feeling of being all the way down to my feet. And when I do that and feel my light going all the way into my feet, and then I start vibrating and then I feel my connection to the earth. That's another reason why I was so excited when you were talking about hiking, because that is where I just get so happy when I'm in the mountains and I feel like I'm like 100, 1,000,000% connected to the planet. But it's that feeling of having my electromagnetic field vibrating with the electromagnetic field of the earth that helps me heal, because the earth is at a higher frequency right now in general than I'm able to hold. But when I connect my field to the harmonics of the earth, as she said, as we're designed to the heartbeat of the earth, then it also helps synchronize my own field and clear density. I have no idea if I did a good job describing that,
Oh,
but
no,
I
that was
love the feeling
beautiful.
in my body so much.
Yes, I resonate with that, and I know exactly what you're talking about because I'm out in nature all the time, and I feel like that's kind of you're talking about power. It's like taking your power cord and just plugging it in to the magnetic field of the earth. Less words, but you said it beautifully. There's a section of that information. And maybe you already said it because I'm just listening.
Yeah, go
But
ahead.
Yeah, every natural heartbeat within a human or a planet is powered by the spirit of that body. Spirit is the engine made up of source energy. The peace and playfulness of a spirit play a very significant role in the health and the heart and body. So that's exactly what you're saying. When you're connected to that natural heartbeat, of the planet, that's the peace and playfulness that we can experience when we're, in it, with it, playing with it, interacting with it. It's so beautiful.
Yes, and that's how that is the most, I feel, the most potent way for us to heal now, because the light
Right.
is so present. And those qualities of peace and playfulness, that's how we know that our spirit's in our body, when we feel that way. And how to feel peaceful and playful at the same time, it's so amazing, right?
Yes, it is. I've gotten to the point where, self-healing is, it just is for me. It just is at that frequency. But again, it's a process. You got to learn to grow the light and all the things we've said in our past shows, and getting rid of the distractions and the tech and the devices and, go out in nature, go out in nature. That's kind of the bottom line, really. Connect with nature. But I do love being in a body and participating in this reality. And I could go more into that about that, but it's pretty it's you said it right at the beginning, it's power. It's our power, it's powerful. And we're living proof.
Yes, we are. I just pulled out in the paragraph before the one you just read, which was so spectacular. She gave this beautiful metaphor for the mind being living in service to the heart, because we've been in our recent conversations here, we've been exploring these principles of how do we learn to think from our hearts, because we have these heads and these minds that we need to bring into balance with our light. And she says, when we rely on mind, our access to information is extremely limited. When we rely on heart consciousness, our knowledge is infinite. To advance spiritually, we must begin to rely on the heart spirit and allow the mind to work as its valet, attending the tasks that support the spirit. I love that so much. Because there's a visual image there of my mind being the valet who's like happy to be of service, here to be of service. How can I like to help with this task, right? I just love it. And it never occurred to me to kind of take it to that level. I always encourage my clients to engage their mind and their brain and not reject it. But the image of having it be a happy servant or a happy helper took it to a whole other level.
I had an experience right before the show. You want me to share
Yes, please.
it? So I sent you a song, and because it's let me just say it this way. I guess it was probably, it doesn't really matter time wise, but a caller called in to one of the Q shows, and Ra was on the call as well. And she said something about Alanis Morissette to Ra, and it was her reaction to the question of, are you sharing light with Alanis Morissette? And it was so cute because Ra was like so excited that somebody noticed or somebody had a knowing about it that she did. But anyway, I just a couple days ago I came across, just totally out of the blue, of course, very synchronistic. It's a song from Alanis Morissette, and I sent it to you, and we've both been busy and we haven't really talked about it. So I'm like, okay, am I going to say anything about it or share it? And so just right before the show, I was listening to that album, that particular album, and that song, And I looked out my window, and again, there's a Rabo. I'm calling a Rabo. It's a sun halo, but I'm calling a Rabo now. And it was just like you're saying, it was just this moment of interaction with Source telling me, yes, please, you can share. It's okay.
Of course you can.
It was great. But so I'm going to share it because the album is magnificent. And it's not an album of song lyrics. It's a lot. It's an ambient kind of meditative album that she did in 2022. It's called The Storm Before the Calm. Isn't that cool? The
Yes.
Storm Before the Calm. And the song is called Heart hyphen Power of a Soft Heart. Just exactly what you're saying, the power of a soft heart. And the song is 7 minutes and 46 seconds. And why I'm bringing this up is because, Lucia, she highlighted the activity of watching a candle, the flame of a candle,
Yes.
to kind of just get in the present moment and just really be watching that flame, and just that's really a way to be present and stop thinking. Well, I'm suggesting if you want to be in the energetic, some pretty special energetics, just a suggestion, listen to this song. Sit and just be present, be in silence. What am I trying to say? It's just instrumental. There's a little bit of vocals, but very little. Anyway, I share that because it was just a really good example of listening to my spirit coming through, saying, "Yep, go for it, share it. It's a good thing." And it's really helpful to be in the present moment if you're going to listen to it. So yeah.
Oh,
Good stuff.
beautiful. Thank
Good stuff.
you. Thank
Yeah.
you.
Anything come up for you when I say that? Or do you have
Well,
another quote that you want to share?
what came up for me is the harmon is the I've just been playing always with the harmonics of music and the way that gifted light beings of light are express light to us through music, and how we learned early on in Q's conversations with Asha about the thousand Jesuses who are spreading light everywhere, and how music is so important for this ascension cycle because it's so pure. And so I'll just say that I have some moments of Michael Jackson is one of the musicians who I feel in my heart so deeply. I'll just be moved to tears, even just hearing his voice, the harmonics of his voice. And so there was some point this week where there's some information going around about him right now, and just because I think that maybe there's a movie coming out, but it just reminded me to pull up a section from okay, I'm just gonna say what I really recently watched was this.
Do it.
There's a movie called The Greatest Night in Pop, where it's a documentary with footage from a recording that was made, was it in the 90s? The We Are the World project
Yeah, that
with
sounds
that.
right.
Is it Leon Ritchie? Is that
Oh,
who?
Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie, thank you. I knew I was saying it wrong. Lionel Richie asked Michael to help him with this project. And they wrote this song, and then they pulled in all these artists. So there's this little moment, and the whole documentary is really interesting because there was still so much light in music back then. And to watch all these, the leading pop music stars, who are many of them still working today, come together and collaborate is so. I've watched this, like I watched sections of it over and over, but there's this moment when Michael comes in early to just lay down a couple of tracks, and it's only a couple minutes long, and there's just a purity that really moves me. So that was one of my musical peaks this
Ugh.
week. It is really, I watched a little bit more. It is really fun and inspiring to watch artists come together, There was a sign pasted up. They worked at night after the Grammys or an awards show because they were all in town, and then they went afterwards. So they like worked until 7 or 8 in the morning through the night on this
Oh my
project.
gosh, I didn't
And
know
they all
that.
stayed
Wow.
up all night. And there's just the oh, I can't say his name right now, the most famous Quincy Adams, not Quincy Jones, right? Quincy Jones. Anyway, he put a sign up, handwritten sign over the door before they arrived that says, "Check your ego at the door." And they all just came in and participated, and it was very moving because everyone was out of their comfort zone because it was spontaneous. They were performing together and it was all very fresh. And there was just something about it of these voices that came out of these people. You could feel the inspiration of the energy field. And I feel like Michael, and some of the other individuals there created this field that called everyone to up level into it. That was one of my inspiring moments this week, was just to rewatch that and feel the power of their voices as they were like letting it all go and just being totally present and spontaneously working out the arrangements and everything. So anyway, what it is reminding me of and why I felt inspired to share that is related to this article, that it's the power of our sound that also is contributing to us being in these resonant bodies. It's sound that also brings the light in. And that's why sound is so important and why you and I both and others are, everyone is so moved by harmonics of sound that carry light. And my friend sent me a, because she knows how much I love Michael, and she sent me this beautiful statement this week from someone who was posting on Telegram or something, who said Michael came from the future to bring light. He was a pure vehicle to just bring light of the harmonics of his voice, which is the same descriptions that Q would give about why these musicians are so important. Sting, the qualities of those songs that we love from Sting, how it just brings light into our world. Long, 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 long going on, but I encourage everyone, when you find those harmonics of music, play them. Like Kelly was saying, listen to the song that she loves, and if it resonates for you, play it and allow yourself to be immersed in that field and any other field of music of light that to which your body resonates, because it helps us. It heals us.
Oh, definitely. I second that for sure. I remember talking with Q, and or maybe it was a conversation you had. I overheard it that somebody asked him. I might have asked him, I don't remember, but about music, and he goes, "Yeah, I don't like that new stuff. You know, like the Bach and the, you know, I can't come up with another name." But it goes, "I like the old. You know," he was referring to like the 80s music, which is exactly what you're talking about. It was. You know, that goes into a whole nother topic of omnipresence, because when we resonate with something on such a deep level, you know, an artist or a song, it's, you know, we probably participated in some form or fashion in that creation. But yeah, it's pretty special. And I remember that song, "We Are the World." That was the 80s or 90s. And I just remember the feeling it gave me watching those artists, you know, panning each artist as they're doing their part, and you could just feel the excitement of what they were, why they were singing it. It was just so amazing. We are the world. So yeah, thank you for bringing that up. That is so special. I love music. I love music. There's a reason.
Yes, it heals us. I right before Right before we went on this morning, I went over and pulled out my favorite little practitioner bowl and heart singing bowl, and just waved it all around my body to just like get really present and sparkly. Sound is it. That's why we speak aloud when we say our command language, because it's the harmonics that bring our spirit into our body.
Yeah, everything is sound and vibration. That's how we're communicating right now.
Yes.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Oh, that's
What
a
else is?
really great quote. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
This is a great quote about that from the article. Our own bodies hold similar powers as this planet. We ourselves have the power to transmit sound and information wirelessly, meaning without any devices, communicating with our own magnetic, electric energy, and light frequencies. The more light we get, the more our knowingness, the more we transmit our knowingness to each other,
Yeah.
outside of time.
Yeah, I even like before we get on a call, I know we're going to get on a call. I feel you. You know what I mean? I like
Yes.
I can feel the energetics ramping up. I can feel our interaction before we even start speaking.
Yes.
That's exactly what you're saying, and that happens with everything. You could be next to a tree. It's interacting with you. It's energy. It's sound and vibration. So yes, I do talk to trees. Thank you very much. I am a tree hugger. I am.
Yeah, the wise ones.
The
Yes, the wise ones.
live ones. Yeah, it's so cool. You know the Rabo that I see him a lot now. But like Ra's really working with me and helping me up level lately. And so we were talking about what do we know to be true?
Yes.
That's one
Yes.
thing I know to be true is that source light is present and is wanting to interact, wanting to play, interact with us. But we got to be ready to we got to be present enough. We've got to be still enough, maybe, and ready to receive it in order to interact with it. But it's so strong right now, and just my little area here, just the area, the geography is up leveling. Is that do you feel that same way in your neck of the woods?
Well, Kelly, I still live in the city.
Yeah, that's true.
And so what I'm very aware of is the increase in contrast between psychic stress and also maybe some increased interference that comes through all the technologies that are in the city and all the increased light. So, everything you're talking about, they're both true simultaneously. And so, it's important for me every day now to just keep using my tools and using the Lightship Tech Creation Lightship technologies to keep amplifying the strength of my own field. And yes, all of that is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. I'm 100% in agreement with you. We're getting our abilities back.
I love the there's a section of the post that says the ancient technologies being reintroduced to this planet will bring back more freedom, health, vitality, longevity, and speed. This is very exciting. More importantly, our own ancient inner technologies will come back online as we connect more with our spirit. So that's kind of just saying what I just said, what you're
Yes.
saying. The more we grow our light, the more we connect with our spirit, and then the more we have all these superpowers coming back online that we've had all along. But we've had some limitations, some restrictions, and we're just kind of busting through them, really. And that's what I'm feeling is a lot of these, it's our job to overcome all these limitations. So I took that to heart, and I got to work, and I'm reaping the benefits now. I'm I'm not fully free of limitations and restrictions, but I'm getting close. I'm getting really close. So all the things that we're saying, that's a ticket for me. And I can only share how it was for me. How about you?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And the right after that, I had that part you read highlighted, and right after it says the Creation Lightship continues to infuse this planet with all, and all true humans with greater magnetic, electric, light, spirit potential each day, with more and more and more of our light, more and more of our resonance, more and more of our knowingness. And then it says, everyone with a spirit is waking up. And that's the part that I can say, even though I'm not living as immersed in nature as I'm excited to be very soon. What I'm experiencing in real time, in addition to my personal connection to the earth and all the healing powers, I'm experiencing how everyone with a spirit is waking up. I'm experiencing the beautiful people I work with, knowing things from their heart instead of being confused when I share information they maybe that's new to them. When I share from my heart and from my joy and my inspiration and my knowingness and my authority of this is what I know is true, that we are getting our light back, that we're here for a reason, the light's returning to our world, they know it. And they feel it. And that is what's happening is everyone with a spirit is getting their light back. And it's
Yeah,
so
that is
exciting.
so exciting.
I
Yeah,
know.
you're just speaking your heart center to heart center, whether they
Yes.
know that's happening or not, that's what's going on.
Well,
And
that's the first step is if people resonate with the knowingness that of why they would want to be in their heart. They first have to get into their heart. However, it's easy for people to do if they're with another person who is in resonance and they can feel it's like, oh, that's what that feels like. And then we share information and they can sort for themselves what lands, and there's no thinking involved. It's beautiful. And it's just all I can say is it's happening so much more quickly and easily than ever before.
Yes, I agree with that. But also, there's some that might be not as aware, maybe not quite as in their heart, kind of the rubber band people that Q referenced, but the more we're around them, it helps them get more into their heart. So yes, in order to communicate and resonate with somebody heart to heart, they got to be in their heart, but it also just being around us, being around people that aren't quote there yet, helps them get there.
Absolutely. And we all are having that experience with people we love too. That was a challenge for me to let go of feeling it was my job to share information with people. And once I just released that and realized all I need to do is just be around people and wait for them to ask questions, but not volunteer information that's not been asked, all my relationships with my family and loved ones became so much easier. Because now I just enjoy them and they
Agreed.
are changing. And I know you and I've talked about this, like people in our families are expanding. And I'm hearing these stories from other people too, who are so surprised by the openness perhaps of their parents or how they're making decisions that their family members would have thought were really unrealistic or dangerous or whatever. And their family members are saying, good for you, because they've been around them and they trust their light now instead of information. So
Exactly.
it's we just need to love each other and relax about and information is power and be available with information. And when people are ready, they'll ask.
Right. I asked a family member a couple of days ago, just normal like you do, hi, how are you? And this person said, I am. And I'm
Oh my
like,
gosh.
Oh my gosh, you have no idea what you just said. You
Whoa.
have no idea what you just said. And he says it a lot now. I am. Isn't that cool?
Oh.
It's so cool. So I'm like, I grab that statement and I'm like holding on to it. And yes, you are. Yes, you are. So it's so cool. Anything else from the article? I know we want to kind of share some of the things we know to be true.
Yes, that those were my nuggets of inspiration out of the article. Go ahead. Kelly, what's something that you know is true? What's
What do I
something you
know is
know?
true? Yeah, I wrote a couple things down. Let's see, what's one that sounds feels good right now? I know that when I live through my heart center, when I am being in the present moment, when I'm in the now, I know I'm a powerful, powerful creator of anything I want to show up in my experience. I know that. I create. I do it all. This is my movie. This is my thing, my creation. That's what I know to be true.
And how does it feel when you're in one of those moments when you know it to the core of your being? How does it feel?
Oh, you know, a couple shows ago when I talked about, you know, needing to find a gig to just put food in my belly and gas in my car, that was one of those moments. It was like, I know I'm going to create this. I going forward, I just learned I'm going to be taking temporary custody of my bestest furry friend for reasons I won't go into, but and I know I'm going to find the perfect person, the perfect home for him to live out the rest of his days and thrive and feel good and be carefree. And it's going to be the most beautiful connection. So I know that to be true because I'm just not set up to have this sweet, sweet, loving being. But that's something that I hold with authority and I've shared with others that feel the same way. So that's what I mean by I know I'm creating it. It's already done. We're just moving toward it.
Thanks for sharing that. When you shared with me earlier this week, this unexpected situation and your knowingness that all would be well, I also felt that field of authority, like the knowingness filled me. And there's a fierceness to that quality of knowingness that is actually also medicine that helps us clear density. When there's something we know for certain and we hold it in authority and we help each other, we participate together, that's what makes creation here so inspiring. And so thanks for sharing that because it helped me too. I even told you, I think later when we were talking another time, I just thanked our sweet friend who I haven't even met in physical form for his field of authority, because it's helping me, like just the knowingness, because there's so much change right now, and the change is necessary, and our DNA can get triggered by change, and our trauma patterns, our energy bodies can be triggered by change, and the medicine of dropping into our knowingness. And then trusting, that's why we've built this habit of trusting our inner knowing. It's completely different than thinking that something's going to work out or thinking of what are the solutions to this situation. It's totally different to know with authority. And then we can allow our mind and our psionic abilities to be the valet and help us with inspired action that comes from our hearts, that peace and playfulness of our spirits will solve everything, especially when we collaborate and join forces.
Yeah, that's so beautiful. You know, maybe in moments past, I would have kind of freaked out and lost my stuff. But it was more like, you know, maybe for a second I was like, holy crap, okay, we're doing this, okay. And then it was like, okay, yeah, we're gonna shift, and I'm excited to see how this all all comes together. It becomes like an
Exactly.
adventure. I'm
Exactly.
excited to see how all the synchronicities start coming together. It's kind of, it's if you take it to that playfulness, energetics, it that's where it, that's the game changer. You know, when you're on it, when you just are on this perpetual adventure. Huh. Oh, I guess we're pivoting now. Oh, I guess we're shifting. But there's a lot of shifting going on, and it's very uncomfortable for a lot of us. But I'm excited and watching it all. But yeah, I'm getting in the weeds a little bit. But how about you, Beth? What do you know to be true?
You weren't in the weeds at all. I loved it. I'm just feeling the authority of our friend. I'll say one that I have. Thank you. And I want to say that when we enlist our animal friends from our hearts or the children in our lives, both the children in our lives and our animal friends have less interference in the way. And so it amplifies our ability when we're in our hearts with all the energies of the planet who so anyway, I got a little I didn't get off in the weeds, but I'm like off in that zone now of just feeling his authority too and his confidence and his knowingness. And then you're the valet who's helping to create the intrinsic things, and he's totally participating in the creation. So anyway,
That's yeah, thank you for that.
yes. And so what's some one of the things, let me just drop in. Well, here's what I circle back to a big picture for myself when I'm tired or confused or feeling a little worn out. One thing that I know is true to the core of my being is that the Great Awakening is real and it's now. And that I know I have memories. I know in the core of my being, and I don't know if these memories, they're both from the past and the future, that this is our time and we are here to participate in the liberation of this world. And my only job is to get my light back. That's my job every day, to get my light back and to find ways to participate joyfully and playfully, peacefully with others. And there was Storm Rider, who I love following, and he also is quoted a lot in the For the People dot space posts. He recently said, "The Great Awakening isn't a slogan," which it so can easily be turned into the word ascension, the Great Awakening, like a mental slogan. But the Great Awakening is a process. He said it has to do with our own DNA, with our consciousness, and with the frequencies of the whole universe. That's what's happening, is we're healing our DNA. We're getting our consciousness, our full connection to consciousness back, so we can participate as equals with everything and everyone in the universe. We have the same capacities, he says, that the real masters have come to show us. They just come to remind us who we are. The real technology that's available now is about restoring our abilities, restoring and remembering the ability inside each of us. So there's a lot of conversations now about technology, and that's because it's all related to the real technology of light that we hold within, which is why you and I loved that energy into matter post so much. It's all about us getting our own technology back, which is our light.
Yeah, to be 100% pure, perfect peace energy. I know Q would say a lot, you're getting the truth whether you want it or not, or whether you know it or not. And the truth, which started this show, the light of truth shines within, is basically you're getting the light within. The light is growing whether you want it to or not, if you're a heart-centered human being, which is beautiful. You don't have to know it. You don't have to, at this point, you don't have to be aware of it. But you will be. That's the beauty of it. You will be. And it's all hands on deck. It's
All hands on.
everything is collaborating and coalescing together to make this great awakening that we've attempted so many times, and we're doing it now. We're freaking doing it now. So amazing.
Yes.
I wrote that down too, kind of in a different way. I know that after thousands of years, and that's not even touching the surface, that we are moving from a dark and dualistic planet to a new planet of pure peace energy. That's what's happening right now as we speak.
And we know it. When we say it to each other, we feel it, and it helps everything just settle back in. Oh, that's right. That's why we're here now. It's not all these details that are distracting me or the discomforts or whatever. We're here for something so special and so big. And we're going to be teaching about this throughout the whole universe. We're going to be teachers of what we've learned because things did get out of hand here.
Yeah.
And some of that information is overwhelming to people for good reason. And some of us have known about this for eons and eons and eons. And the more I learn, the more inspired I am to learn because I know all this already. So I love the information of the revelations, and I love holding space for it. For people who are curious, there's a new post that went up this morning. Oh my gosh, where's my note of the name of the post? Oh, I wrote it down so I could
Let's
share
see if
with everyone.
I could probably pull it up.
Here it is. Alien exposure, March 28th. And here's the punchline of that: the key to comprehending everything. So there's a way in which we have to understand and accept the presence of the dark in order to understand the light. And in order to remember who we are, we have to understand the contrast. So there are a lot of attempts to keep us from understanding the dark in different ways. And all the psyops of mind energy that are so elaborate. And I actually feel like it's fun. I like the unraveling of all the ways I've been fooled as well. I mean, I've been fooled too. And I like the unraveling because it's empowering. So, anyone who's intrigued by that, there have been several recent posts that refer to the Star Trek, Star Wars analogies and metaphors of what's really happening now. And so this one is going along those lines of how important it is for us to recognize that this world was invaded. We have to know that, or we will be fighting against each other, beings of light, instead of knowing that we have an actual adversaries that don't have spirits and don't have hearts. So that is also something that I know is true, and that I'm so inspired for this to all now be literally becoming to light because their days are over.
Yes, a lot of us are ready for this information to be, quote, mainstream or out in the public. But I just want to say it's not easy information, that some of it's difficult. I'm used to it. I know a lot of it, most of it, whatever. But Beth and I know I speak for you, Beth. We're here. We're here for you. And we have a email, contact at truthproject.space, contact at truthproject.space. Reach out to us. If you need some help, support, some assistance with some information or anything you're feeling, experiencing, let us help. We want to help. That's why we're here. And I'll let you share, but if you want to, about how they can reach you, or just leave it at that.
We'll just yeah the email is great, and we both receive the contact at truthproject.space. We both get that email, and then we're really happy to follow up with you, and we both have different ways we can do that. And ending on the bright light note of the way our universe was invaded by beings that don't have hearts is that we are returning this planet to light, as Kelly said a minute ago. And there are also beautiful, inspiring recent posts called Timelines and Travelers Parts 1 and 2 from March 5th. And that can help with this premise of why there's still this contrast between the light and the dark. And we are literally anchoring the timeline of light that is bringing light back, and we're doing it together. So it's happening. It's real. The light is real, everybody.
And it has happened. We're just
It's already
moving.
happened. Yes.
Yeah, we're moving to it. And from the future, we're here. It's I know the phrase rescue mission has been used, but it's kind of true. We're here to help get as many people onto the new Earth timeline and just enjoy life perfectly and peacefully. Because that's it's already there. We're just moving to it. Anything else you want to
Well,
say?
I just found this little scrap of paper that I wrote down right before the show. I pulled a tarot spread that in preparation for our really fun class tomorrow, that Osho tarot class that we're doing. And here's the note that I wrote: the light in our heart opens every door. The light in our hearts opens every door. Like there are no, and it's a beautiful image of doves flying through the bars of a cage opening, and doves flying through, and the name of the card is understanding. And what it means is when we're in our heart, that peace energy, naturally the bars are gone and we fly. So it's the light in our heart that opens the door. And I just send that intention to everybody today who's listening.
Oh, that is so, I feel that deeply. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, we're getting the gaff. Beth and I will be back in 2 weeks on April 11th at 12 p.m. Central. BBS, you're awesome. And I said it already, but remember, the light of truth shines within y'all. So have a beautiful day. Go be the light. Go find the
Go be the light. Bye, everybody.
light. Bye.